Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Denise. How are you? It's Fagi calling from Family First.
I'm fine. He did go to the bank and I guess got statement.
Awesome. Did they submit
And
it or do you want to send it to me?
he got the letter and he's like asking for his pension and all, and he's refusing to give his income because it ain't for him, he said.
Well, it's a household income. It's not, there's not really what much we could do about that.
Well, I know when I first applied, they said it would be just Patty's income would be
Right, but
that.
unfortunately that's, I don't know who told you that, but that's not true. We need to submit both incomes in order to, we don't have to submit his assets, but income, yes.
When his income is going to affect her from getting service.
You're saying he makes too much? Is that why?
Hi. And get the pension, yeah. Well, I don't know what is the limit with, everything.
The limit is, just a second, I'll give you the household limit. The limit is around $5,800 per household a month.
He would like me to call him, he says. I guess you can explain it to him better than
I
me.
tried like a few times, Denise. I'm not sure he's gonna listen to me anymore.
Well, now he got the letter, so he's gonna have to listen. He got the statements that I kept getting on him about. He finally went
Right.
and got them.
So, I mean, it doesn't need, if you want it to come from me, that's fine, but it's the same story, you know. Everything that is on that letter needs to be submitted, and there's not really anything we can do about it.
Well, because he kept saying, why does my income, that's what he was saying. I don't know if he really said it to her, but that's what she's saying. But when he just called me, because I had dialed the house, I don't even know what I dialed the house for, but I dialed the house and nobody answered. So he called back and said, did you want me? And I was like, not really, but when I got you on the phone, did you get the statement? He said, yeah. He said, how come it's asking for my income? I said, it might because you live in the house, but they're not going to add it to hers. I don't
No, they
think.
are.
I said,
If
I don't
they're
know.
legally married, then they have a household income and they can have
Income.
up to, I think it's $5,800 or $5,900 a month. I think he should be fine even with the pension.
Yeah, they're lying.
Because she
Because,
doesn't
like,
have any income, right?
I argue with him all the time. Like, you got to do this. If you want service for her, you got to get it. Even if it's not me, but if you want services, you have to do what everything says. She
Exactly. We
said the
have to go
letter
by the
say
book.
he was. I said he said the letter was said she was turned down. I said yes, she was turned down because she's never turned nothing in. So
Right.
now they're doing it again, and they send you a letter, and this is what they want.
Right.
Right, let me call him with you on the phone.
Okay.
Because, like, I'm to the point I'm ready to give up.
I know, I hear you. I just like, I don't know what to tell him anymore.
Gonna tell him you're on the phone, and you just got to get the statement. And he said, why you? I don't know. Because he was waiting for you to call. He asked me to call you yesterday, and I did, and to leave a message, and I did.
I know, I hear you.
So, all right, let me try that. Hold on. Dennis, I have the lady on the phone with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you have some
Okay.
questions about the process?
I guess so.
So Denise is saying that you don't want to submit your income information, right?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, well, what's the problem?
I was told that my wife, oh, this is a nutshell. My wife needs some home care, something to just help her. shower and grooming and all that. She's not asking for food stamps. She's not asking for medical insurance. She's not asking for money. All she wants is someone to come in the house and give her a shower, wash her hair, and things like that. That's simple.
Right.
Not
so
much.
The way that works is the program that we're applying her for comes through welfare. So if, you know, if she was to get this program, she would be approved also for similar things like, you know, insurance, things like that. It's the same thing because her income would be eligible. You have to be income eligible for this program. Now, if you want, it sounds like she might not be eligible financially. We do offer private pay. You could pay for a caregiver. You know, we could send out, Denise could work with us and we could send her there and you can pay privately. Or we can try to submit all the income information and get her approved through welfare for them to pay for it.
So that'd be all her account and her Social Security, would include me?
Yeah, so the way it works is if you're legally married, you get a household income. So they're asking for, you know, all the income information. Since she specifically also doesn't have any income, they want to see who supports her and, you know, the money that you guys have to make sure that she qualifies.
You don't make more than $5,900 a month, do you?
I got the bank statements for 4 years. I had that. But, I mean,
right.
To get all this information just for home care, I mean, we don't really want anything additional. We just want something for home care.
Right. Unfortunately, the program goes through Medicaid.
But you're not going to get food stamps or nothing, even if she was eligible. She doesn't want that. But
you don't have to open up the food stamps. But in order to have this program, she has to have Medicaid. Medicaid goes together. It's hand in hand with the home care approval. So Medicaid will pay for her home care. They need someone to pay for it. Unless you want to pay for it yourself, this is how we have to apply her.
How would that work?
To pay private pay?
Mm-hmm.
You would pay us hourly. We would have a contract with you. And we can start right away, however many hours she needs. It's much simpler since we don't have to go through the government.
Right. This is, I guess, the easiest thing because that's all she wants. She didn't want anything additional.
Right. So it might be easier for you to just do private pay. Is that interested? Are you interested in that?
Right. What that entail now?
So,
how does that work?
So the person who does it, her name is Sarah. I would have her give you a call. She would give you some information. We would just send over a contract with, you know, we would work on a rate with you guys. All we would do is ask for her information, which we mostly already have, and a credit card number, and we would charge you, I believe it's weekly, for the hours that you request. So if you think she just needs help showering, you know, or she needs help every other day for 3 hours, it's up to you how many hours per week of help you think she needs. And that's how we would charge you based on the hour.
Okay, how would you base the hourly rate at?
So the rate we would have to discuss without the caregiver on the line, but we'll definitely discuss that with you. Do you want Sarah to reach out to you and tell you all about the private pay process?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not moving forward with the Medicaid home care application, right? Because then
I don't think it'd be possible to qualify for that.
Okay, sure. So let me take down your email and your phone number, and I'll have Sarah give you a call and explain to you the whole thing with the rate and how we charge, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what's your phone number?
Email is CHILL2211 at comcast.net.
Okay.
Telephone number is 215-624-7308.
Sarah, wait, let me just repeat everything. CHILL221 at comcast.net, 215-624-7308. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay. Denise?
Yes.
I'm going to have Sarah reach out to Dennett. What was your name again? Sorry.
Dennett Smith?
Yes, okay. So I'm just like, am I going crazy? Is that did I hear Denise or Dennis? So I'm going to have Sarah reach out. They'll discuss a rate and set everything up, and then I'll give you a call with the rate that we'll offer you in order to move forward, okay?
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Okay.
All right, perfect. So look out for a call, Dennis, okay?
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thanks, Denise.
All right.
You're welcome.